Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Today is a special episode. Let us break down Rolling Stone's top 100 songs, with Howard Creamer, Brian Walsh, and Brett Morris.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me. Brett, this is a very serious Improv for Humans because we are talking music opinion, which I get very serious about. It's the only thing I have comfortable having an opinion about anymore. And that's only because of my superhuman ability. But let's get that in a second. Boy Suede. Who was about to say something?
Oh, I was going to say, I think you could be attacked for music opinions even too. I don't think anything is safe anymore.
Really? Well, I think that's I think the reason he feels safe with them is because they don't have to be right.
that is true, Howard. But
yeah,
okay. I'll get to my origin story. I can't help but be right.
Get to my origins. Where did it all start with your musical taste?
Well, at birth, or even before. Brian Walsh, welcome to the show. Hallelujah, the hills. I always want to say hallelujah for the hills, but that's another story. You've come on the show as a band and also as a music expert. You wrote a great book about Van Morrison. It was a great read. And welcome back to the show. And in your music expert hat today, when I'm on Howard's show, who charted, Howard always gives me a hard time about my taste. Anything that has a whiff of having a little country in it, forget about it.
Oh, that's not true at all. I got lots of country.
But I'm not, but you're more in the category of chamber music, which I also love, or not chamber music, chamber rock.
Chamber rock? What do you mean? I've never even heard of that genre.
The last time our band name came up from you, Matt, in the presence of Howard, I think, Howard, you said, what are they, an all washboard band?
Exactly. That sums it up.
I thought that was
all washboard.
But that shows you a lot of where Matt's coming from.
That's a funny joke, too. I have to give it to him.
But that's where you're coming from, Matt. You're coming from a very, Americana kind of area, right?
That is true. That's not necessarily what they are, but that title might make you believe they're from Kentucky or something. I do get that.
Okay.
But they're from Massachusetts, man.
Right. Yeah, so is the Bush or whatever.
Who? What?
The Bushes, they're Texas, they're Kenny Bunkport, they're New England, you know how those carpetbaggers are.
But this show, we're definitely going to get to the Rolling Stone top 500 songs ever of all time. That's just an audacious list to print out, so it deserves our criticism. But
are we doing all 500? Like, what are we doing today? I mean, are we
just 500 to 495? We're just gonna get really gritty in depth. No, I think we're gonna scroll hard. We're gonna try to do what I call scroll hard.
I like that.
You guys have seen the movie?
It's like Cry Macho. Hard. Scroll hard, or walk hard. Scroll hard.
All right, but before that, something weird happened. Just too much. Ryan and I have this weird Venn diagram of musical taste. I just don't think many people have heard Magnetic Field's first two albums and also are huge fans of Tom T. Hall. But yet that's how our email started this morning.
Right.
He heard our last podcast, Brett, where we were talking about the recent passing of Tom T. Hall, the great storyteller, Western country singer. He was probably like 85. How old? You wrote the obituary. Ryan wrote the obituary in the Boston Globe for him.
Really? One of them.
Respect.
Early 80s, I think.
I have autographed Tom T. Hall albums. I'm a big fan.
Do you really?
Howard, I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have the Venn diagram here is unbelievable.
Wow.
So I found out 85. Reading the obituary, this hilarious story that I didn't know. And Howard, I don't know if you knew, but well, I'll let Ryan tell it. So you tell the story that I was fascinated by.
I had to include it in the piece because basically it's a matter of fact that the last time Tom T. Hall's name was in the headlines because he had really hard retired. He didn't care about popping back up and legacy. But in 2015, Music Cares, the organization, gave Bob Dylan a Lifetime Achievement Award. And his speech was really weird.
This is only 6 years ago.
he just comes out of the gate. It's total chip on the shoulder mode. I mean, he just goes into this mode sometimes. And then, like, you know, halfway through it, suddenly he starts bashing Tom T. Hall. And he said in the mid-70s, he read an interview with Tom T. Hall where he didn't understand James Taylor's Country Road. And and he just kind of, he's like, you wrote a song called I Love. And he's like, and you love little baby ducks and vines and onions. And here's the quote. Now listen.
I love little baby ducks.
Baby ducks. So now listen, I'm not ever going to disparage another songwriter. I'm not going to do that. I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just saying it may be a little overcooked.
This is in the middle of his lifetime acceptance speech.
Did anyone bring up Tom T. Hall or was he?
No. He also,
out of nowhere.
He also weirdly trashes Merle Haggard in another part of the speech. And Merle was on Twitter like, Bob, why? I love you. Like, totally confused why it's happening.
2005. But just to back up for our listeners, like, I think I said this last podcast I mentioned him. I don't think most people, Howard, know who Tom T. Hall is.
No,
do you think
don't.
Most comedians we know who Tom T. Hall is?
No, most Hell people, no. When I bring him up, yeah, they don't know him.
I think his most popular song is I Love Beer because it was almost like a novelty song. Or Harper Valley PTA, but he didn't sing that one.
Right.
But I would say most people don't know Brett, you didn't know who he was, right?
No, not really.
Right. But he was a contemporary of Willie Nelson. You know, he was right in there with those guys, but he was never as hardcore as them. And I guess according to Ryan's article, he chose to retire versus having all those kind of comebacks that people like Willie Nelson and well, all those guys pursued.
Johnny Cash. It
seemed like his true love was to go write, and he talked about going out to find a song and to overhear what people were saying and a lot of titles.
That's part of your story, yeah. Ryan. Expound on that.
Yeah.
Once he got cooking as a pro songwriter, he said he'd mind his life for all the songs that were going to be good, and he started going like an anthropologist on songwriting expeditions. And he would mosey into a small town and just start talking to people at bars. And then basically he's stealing stories.
Hey man, you're asking a lot of details about my life.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Right.
Well, I guess the story kind of ends there. I didn't shoot him with a shotgun. Let's say you did.
Yeah.
Tom's doing punch up with the town drunk.
Right.
If you had to rhyme
something,
by the
end of my song, you'll be a murderer.
Stay away from that guy at the corner of the bar, man. He is working stories hard. He took my three best stories for a shot of tequila.
That's how he got the I'm going to feed them hogs, right?
That's right.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And he that worked for about 5 years, but then he was too famous and he used an alias, but people were still like, oh, you're Tom T. Hall. Because
What was his alias?
Hold on, I'll pull it up. Something Floyd.
Mr. Floyd Winterbiggle.
Floyd Carter.
Floyd Winterbiggle.
Floyd Carter. Carter was the... Yeah, but even that didn't work.
My name's Floyd Carter. I'm a nobody. Anyway.
Got any good songs? I mean, stories?
I love that otherwise people would go, wait a minute now. I know you're Tom T. Hall. You ain't taking my story for a song. Like, why does he need to be anonymous?
You know, if I had to guess, I would say that if you rolled into town, famous songwriter, and said, I'm looking for stories for songs.
You get too many people.
and they bring in the fake stories, or you know people would embellish,
use other people's stories. Yeah, I'm this piano man at a bar. I get people asking me for songs all the time. They call me the piano man.
Hey, is he
on a banana boat?
Is he way at the top of this list, or
is he on the 500 list? I don't think he's even on it.
Bill Joel?
Yes. Tom T. Hall, if that's what
you're asking. No, Tom T. Hall is not on.
But I wanted to get to the bottom of this. So, yeah, so I found that so fascinating that in 2000, like I thought when I had to reread it, I thought it was going to be like in the 70s, Bob Dylan got some award, or in the 80s. Yeah. Just 6 years ago.
It feels kind of like Michael Jordan's retirement speech, you know, where it's just like he shows you like that's why he was so good at what he did, because he was so competitive about it.
So let's get even deeper on that, Ryan. So he says,
right,
go into the part about Kris Kristofferson.
Okay, so then he talks about, you can look at Nashville's pre-Chris and post-Chris. This is Dylan quote, because he changed everything. That one song, he's talking about Sunday Morning Coming Down. That one song ruined Tom T. Hall's poker parties. it might have sent him to the crazy house. God forbid he ever heard any of my songs. If Sunday Morning Coming Down rattled Tom's cage, sent him to the loony bin, my song surely would have made him blow his brains out. Right there in the minivans. Hopefully he didn't hear it.
Oh my!
And then that's insanity. Like, read that again, Ryan.
Yeah,
that part about blowing his brains out.
If Sunday Morning rattled Tom's cage, sent him to the loony bin, my song surely would have made him blow his. He's talking about "Ballad of a Thin Man." He quotes a few lines from "Do You, Mr. Jones," and then he says, "If he heard that song, he would have blown his brains out."
I do you know what he's talking about? Why does that song in particular, why does that threaten Tom T. Hall so much?
You must have heard him say something about it, right?
Well, I think that song is like the go-to Dylan song of like Indictment of Squares. Like, you don't understand what's going on, man. You know?
Sunday Morning Going Down?
No. Ballad of a Thin Man. After Sunday Morning Comes Down,
But why would Sunday Morning Coming Down, Kris Kristofferson's song, so threaten and drive him to the loony bin?
Let's see if he says anything about that.
I mean, I would assume he must have heard him say Tom T. Hall badmouthed the song, you know?
Yeah, maybe he lumped that in with James Taylor. I think Tom T. Hall at a certain point started to be like, even though now to our ears, it's like, yeah, these are all story songs. He's like, whoa, we're getting awful abstract and poetic here.
Okay, that was my guess, because I went and reread both those songs, Ryan. Right. After I read your article, I'm like, what would he have a problem with? I read Country Road, take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way, my way, seem to be one and the same. Mama don't understand it. She wants to know where I've been. I'd have to be some kind of natural fool when I pass away again. You know how I feel it on a country road. So there's no story there. Sail on home to Jesus. Won't you good girls and boys all in pieces? That song has no story.
Right.
And that Kris Kristofferson song, I reread that one, and it has a vague story. It's more like a slice of life. But Tom T. Hall did solid stories.
Unless an old man dies at the end, it's not a Tom T. Hall song. It's like you got to line him up and knock him down.
Or there's a blind girl at the parade, as we discovered on the last episode. Right. But yeah, real dramatic songs. So you think that's what his bone was, Tom's? That's not a story song then. That's just a song.
Yeah, but Tom T. Hall was like, you know, he probably just made that comment offhand, because throughout his life and his biography, he's just like, yeah, well, people, generations do it differently. He didn't seem to hold on to any anger. He was ready to be like, I'd made my contribution, bye-bye. And Dylan, who was just continually beloved, gets up and makes the most bitter speech I've ever heard. Like, beyond trashing his peers.
And it's on TV, right?
I don't know if it was aired on TV, but there is video of it. It's hard to find. But he's like, critics don't like my voice. They don't like my phrase. Like, he's just
fuck? We're here to say thank you, asshole.
Right.
He's a true original, but he's also crazy, it seems. to me.
So, Matt Besser, Comedy Central is giving you right now the Comedy Award for Improv Greatness. Thank you. Let me tell you about whose line is it anyway? Fucking Colin Mockery. That motherfucker has a bag of tricks. It'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No one.
That's like what Kanye does, right? Everyone seems to love
him. Jordan's speech, he's talking about people who said, who kind of at least got in his way in some way or another, right, Howard?
Yeah, but you would have to imagine Dylan, you know, received a lot of criticism from Nashville just in general. And maybe that's one he remembers. It.
That's you know? What he's mad about, is Nashville said, you're not country. Stop trying to be country. It was that was it, Ryan?
And they're very conformist.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I was trying to look up another quote. Who was mad? Who are you saying was mad about that?
Well, I'm just trying to theorize what the chip on, maybe it's because he had that period of trying to do like more country kind of songs, Dylan, and maybe Nashville kind of went, you're not country. You're Dylan, but you're not. I don't know. Maybe
that's also they just they didn't like, you know, the hippie movement. There's a million things they didn't like about those guys.
But all the people, you know, the first time he went to Nashville was for Blonde on Blonde, and he was asked there by the producer, Bob Johnson, who he loved, and the session guys thought it was bizarre, but they loved it too. I mean, everyone by all accounts they had a good time, and those session guys still brag about. You know, that's my lead on Visions of Johanna or whatever. You know?
God, that's so weird to go off. Like, you would never see Dolly Parton going off on what's his name.
Right. Hey, but she loved Tom T. Hall, too. That was cool to see her come out and say that, you know, she was.
I didn't see fan. What you're talking about. What'd she say?
She just said, you know, that just she always loved his songwriting, and she recorded a bunch of his songs. I can't remember which ones, but, you know, she just considers, you know, she's most proud of her own songwriting. And I think, you know, that was the most, you know, that was the strongest part of his game, or the thing that he was genius at was writing songs, you know.
Yeah, he wrote the song Working 8 to 4, and she wrote that.
Oh. you know who else we have to thank Tom T. Hall for is... Ernest, you know, Ernest Goes to Camp, and Ernest, Jim Varney first did that character on Tom T. Hall's syndicated variety show, I think in the late 70s. Yeah.
Wow. You know, how about Naked T-Bones and Trucker? Didn't they always sounded like Tom T. Hall to me.
Oh, when interesting. Dave Koechner's.
Yeah. Bit. What's the one, you know, what's the one where he adds on the stuff? They stole it for the Double Mint commercial. You know, I like this and this and beer. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, and twins.
Yeah, and twins. But there was something like that with Naked Tiba. I don't know. Chop that out if you have to.
I can't have guests making editing calls in the middle of my show, Brett.
Suggestions.
I'll write down that time code. So let's dive in. So that's very interesting. I loved all that. I wish I knew if there are any music experts out there that do have the knowledge of that inner. I would love to hear what Tom T. Hall had to say about Country Roads.
Yeah, let's get that quote.
Like, all really those guys are winning at that time too in the 70s. They're all winning.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But let's jump into something a lot more serious. If we could get a screen share here so we can see the Rolling Stones top 500 songs ever. Now.
The magazine, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's Mick Jagger and Keith. Not get let's come up with what we think the best 500 are. It kind of seems like they did come up with it. To be honest, because there's like eight of their fucking songs on.
Let's see.
But let's start at 500, if you don't mind.
Whoa.
Brett.
Sure.
But this is what I would like to talk about and how we can kind of make it into a game show. my listeners know my origin story. When my mother was pregnant, her and my father were over at Frank Zappa's recording studio in Laurel Canyon, you know, where they all hung out. They all mean, you know, like Mamas and the Pampas. Anyway, not to name drop, but that day there was some recording going on and was hanging out. My mom was leaning on the soundboard. And this guy,
This is your behind the music.
Yeah, I'm doing the short version too. Wildman Fisher came in. He was acting crazy. Some acid got knocked over. Some LSD got onto the soundboard, and my mom got shocked. And a lot of stuff happened scientifically, but they didn't discover until later. When I was a child, and every time I'd give a comment on music, people would look at me like, he's so right. That is the best song right now. Like, I had that my whole life to the point where it disturbed me. Like, why do I have this power?
They go, he's so right. He's so right, dude.
Some of them were high, yeah, through the years. A lot of them were high.
All right, he admits.
But then I found out, it doesn't matter, but I have the best taste ever. And we have two...
There are some alternate theories out there. Have you heard any of those? Some of us believe that you were born with it, like you would have had incredible tastes had those accidents hadn't happened. That they influence you in a different way.
Oh, no. Which is why I have you on here, Howard, to keep me honest, and Ryan on here.
I just have to let you know those voices are out there. That's all.
Yeah. You can represent them if you're being true and honest. And Ryan, of course, is a legit music journalist here and musician himself. So first off, when we're giving our opinion here, I'm not giving an opinion myself of Matt Besser's 500 greatest songs ever. In my opinion, what I like, Hallelujah the Hills would be on that list. But that's not our mission, I believe, the editors of Rolling Stones and us today, Rolling Stone magazine and us today. It's to say, you know, according to the world, what do we think the best 500 songs are? I think it's not because that, and reading their list, I think that was their mission. They're trying to, you could almost ask 1,000 wedding DJs, what are your most popular requests? And a lot of these songs would be on that. And to me, that's legit because that makes sense. Wedding DJs know what people love. That gets them on the dance floor. That makes them one of the greatest songs ever, in my opinion. Anyway, the other thing I want us to examine as we go through here. So in other words, I don't want you to say what your opinion is the best 500, but is this, we're going to go through these and you tell me if you think this absolutely should not be on the top 500. It does not merit that. Absolutely. Not do with my own taste. But just my opinion as someone who knows music, this does not deserve to be on here. And the second thing I want us to examine is, if you do have a song like the first number 500, Kanye West Stronger, I think he has more than one song on here. I'm not sure. But let's say that is his one song. And that is a great song, in my opinion, of Kanye West, and also one of his most popular ones. But if it's going to be, here's my question. To all of us before we begin, do artists deserve more than one song on a list of 500 greatest songs ever? And it's a subjective list. Ryan, I'll start with you.
Well, first of all, going back to Bob Dylan, he has Mr. Tambourine on here twice.
The birds version.
You would think that would they would.
And also, I think Jimi Hendrix doing All Along the Watchtower.
Oh, they get yeah. So
that's crazy.
I think Tambourine Man is so great, but you can't give it two slots.
But answer my question, okay, Ryan. Artist get more than one song? The Beatles.
The problem is, Matt. I think it's like the definition of greatest is a little wonky because there's like dance songs with heavy political songs here, and it's just like, why are these competing against each other? And then the other thing I'll say is there are three songs from 2020, three from 2019. Mm. And then, you know, I don't think a song sinks into the culture and you can say, I say 5 years till anything's on this list.
Absolutely. Oh,
that's a great call. Yes.
Because right now it's like, you know, it's a zeitgeist thing. So flawed but premise.
I want to argue with one of your points about political versus dance. It's still, we got 500 slots here. Yeah. And I don't think you have to love or know everything. I'm not going to argue with the jazz choices here that I know nothing about because I don't know nothing about them. I'm not going to kick them off the list.
Howard will.
Howard, I mean, those shouldn't be on there. I mean, that's a whole other genre, right? I mean, that sounds like they just want to kind of cast a wide net so they get a lot of people looking at this.
Here's the thing with this list that I feel.
It's not a wide net if you give the Rolling Stones fucking 8 slots.
But then you put jazz on and hip hop.
Well, to me, taking like a little cursory overview of this list, I think I know what's going on here, which is that they were criticized for whatever previous lists.
Right.
So they're saying it's way too white centric. It's way too classic rock centric. Well, but also about these artists, which I totally agree with.
I agree.
But then
let's
they totally
take more
overcorrected.
Classic rock off.
These lists are always off. If I feel like purposely because they want people to kind of argue about them. If they're dead on and sort of everybody agrees, then they don't serve any purpose to the media.
This whole
Rolling Stone magazine. If you are manipulating
trap.
Us like that. I'm so angry.
And Brett, where's the medal?
Oh, thank you. I mean, I'm defeated in the metal world because it'll never be represented, honestly.
Yeah, it's such a list of the moment. It's like a list of the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through this without more ado. You guys have the power as we're going to do a hard scroll through the first 400. I'm gonna try to point guard us through it.
Are you just gonna whip scroll through there like Price is Right with the wheel? Like, how are we? You're picking stuff.
I'm gonna take us through this list as fast as possible. And if you have an objection and want to take something off the list or change a choice, like right here, I see Cyndi Lauper, who I'm putting for sure on the top 500. And in my opinion, Time After Time is my favorite song, but I think Girls Just Want to Have Fun is a more popular song.
It's more popular.
But well, I would change it.
Which song's better? It's supposed to be the greatest song of all time. Just
so
pick
let's,
the one.
Let's us define greatest. I think greatest means it fucking, it appeals. It's both awesome and appeals to the most people. Both those factors factor in.
All right. So how much?
Because like Guns N' Roses have better songs than Welcome to the Jungle. But
yes.
I agree with you. Like in that theory, okay, they put Welcome to the Jungle.
I agree. Mr. Brownstone's my favorite Guns N' Roses song. Ooh, but the Welcome to the Jungle is their best song.
And you're right, Matt. We would have, if we had to boil a band. if we had to boil a band down to one song, if they only gave each artist one song, there would probably be a lot of different picks, you know, if you have to say a band is represented by one of their
songs.
That's
why you have to be more like, you know what? I can't get no satisfaction as the Rolling Stone. I know we can talk about Rolling Stones all day long, but if I go to a wedding, can't get no satisfaction, gets more people on the dance floor.
Well, that's because they're all conditioned by radio. I mean, if it was just up to a younger generation who's not always just listening to the same songs on FM all the time, they might run out there for Tumbling Dice or something.
All right, let's go through this. Kanye West, Stronger. If Kanye only gets one song, rap expert Howard, what song are you giving him? If you only going to give Kanye one song.
One song? I mean, why am I put in this position?
Because that's why you're here.
The greatest Kanye song of all time. I mean, I don't know I'd pick that one just because it's so reliant on the Daft Punk thing underneath.
I agree with you. I feel Daft Punk brings too much to that song.
In a way, I want to say Jesus Walks because it just appeals to so many people who wouldn't really respond to that message otherwise and who don't respond to that message. And
that's
people
fair.
Still consider it great.
Yeah, I'd say so Gold Digger, one. But I'll go with what you say.
That's
on
good.
That.
Great, too. Yeah.
Okay. Supremes, Baby Love, fine. Poncho and Lefty, Townsend Stand, of course. Lizzo, Truth Hurts. Now, that's another good song, but really? I want to whip my hair back with her. Right?
That's Jade. That's,
no, it's not. No, wait. I whip my hair back to check my mail.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think that's just for, you know, some new kids. Now.
But come on, that's what I'm talking about. That's not even her best song. Everyone on the dance floor would agree with me. What do you say, Brett? You're in charge of this pick here. Harry Nilsson, Without You. Is that his best song?
No, it's not his best song. Everybody's Talking, I could see being on here, but
you're right. That might also be on
Without
here.
You is a huge, it's a crowd pleasing power ballad.
Great. So. You're So Vain. Definitely on here. We've already talked about Time After Time. Where's My Mind? The Pixies. Great pick. Solid pick.
I think that Robert Johnson would be relieved to know that he beat out Biz Markie's Just a Friend by one spot.
Oh, you're skipping ahead. That's not sorry. Fair. Miles Davis is on here. I don't know anything about jazz, but you're going to kick Miles Davis off here, Howard? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, he's going up against people that really had to deliver like a great verse, a great chorus. I mean, he's just up there whipping notes out. I mean, he's got out of. I'm not saying he's not great. I'm saying it's like.
Okay.
We might as well throw sandwiches in at this point. Can a pastrami sandwich be on here too? Like it's just.
look at Old Town Road, Little Nas X. And you guys said nothing recently. I might have to give it to this guy. Because my daughter loves this song. People love that song.
I mean, that was big. That was big enough of a cultural phenomenon. I think that could skirt by my rule. I would let that in too. Yeah.
Well, it's like a money bet. It's like, do you think it will make a 10? Will it be in the wedding reception dance floor in 10 years? I say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Breeders' Cannonball. Oh, fuck yeah. The Weeknd, is that his best song? I don't know.
Here's the like immediate problem with all of these. Why would House of Balloons by The Weeknd be above Old Town Road and above Welcome to the Jungle? And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I haven't even been thinking of it that way.
Why would that be 500? There's no way it's ahead.
There's one bad chord in Old Town Road and. They play a lick too fast in Cannonball. So,
hey, yeah, Matt, okay. does the audience understand that we're still at like 480?
Yeah, this is what we'll do. We're in between 500 and 475 right now. Just you tell me here, Howard, what sticks out to you? You mentioned Biz Markie. Go ahead.
All right, what numbers I should look at?
That's
here?
480. What's on the screen?
You're So Vain popped out to me. I would absolutely say that's got to be on there. That's always had a power.
Back That Ass Up is above You're So Vain.
It is.
Which is that kind of.
Yeah, this is do you insane. Put Back That Ass Up as a top 500 song? Is that a major rap song?
I would, if it was top five rap songs, I mean, top 500 rap songs, that kind of, it was like the first of that whole crew, the Cash Money crew.
Oh, to be a big hit, that's so. Fair.
He invented but the huh, putting huh at the end
okay,
of it.
Okay, let's keep going. Yeah, yeah. Let's go to the next, 25.
That one was, I like
that. Anything that sticks out to you
we're going
that
back
you guys
up?
Would take off the list you see, we're in 475 to 450.
Never
what would
too
you take
much
off
by
this list?
Luther Vandross, Never Too Much. I take that off.
Why? Isn't he the making love to music of
yeah,
the
but
80s?
That's just his status as an artist. I'm just saying as a song, like I could, there's probably 5,000 songs I like better.
Well, I look at Nirvana here, Come As You Are, their only song on the list. Come that's, on, Smells Like
Teen Spirit. No, Smells Like Teen Spirit's on it, isn't it?
It's got to be.
Smells Like
it?
Teen I think it's like
be.
Top five.
There it is. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Okay. I was about to get right. mad about that.
Five.
But not I'll trash the place. All right, I would defend 472, Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill, just because without it, how would we make any more movie trailers?
Yeah. Oh, great point. Came in with a hidden jab. So you guys taking anything off this list? I'm seeing a lot of strong contenders. That is not my favorite Lana Del Rey song, Summertime Sadness. I'd go with the greatest,
I'm glad they put Into the Mystic for Van Morrison over Moondance. Moondance is like gets on my nerves at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But Into the Mystic is good. I guess it fits into my Brown Eyed Girl. Probably bugs you too.
Amigos, Bad and Bougie. Should that be that? I mean,
Howard.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was pretty huge. I mean, there's so many good songs. Yeah, I guess so.
But to me, if it was like you said about that earlier one, if it's something that kind of changes the genre or introduces something new, that's to me why you put it on the list. Neil right. Young, Powderfinger.
No, I'd take that off.
Do you? Yeah, so I would too.
Cinnamon Girl.
Is influential, Matt, like a synonym for greatest for you when it comes to music?
I think there's different factors. We're putting in influential, we're putting in popularity, and we're putting in just how what's different than popularity and how much just it like sold
musically great, remarkable.
Sales. Yeah, just musically great. Sure.
Okay.
Like, I assume you would say Time After Time is musically greater than Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I could argue
Girls Just Want to Have Fun is more popular. Okay. But we're looking for, I want to argue off some things. Let's go to the next 25. If you see anything you want to argue off. And like I see the first Beatles here help.
This is
Brett, you only get one Beatles song.
What was that, Howard?
I'm just telling the audience, we're doing 450, 425.
we have to get through this. Brett, you get one keeper. Beatles song. They put Help on here. What are you going to put on as the one? Because I'm not giving you five or six,
if
seven
you
Beatles.
But I don't, five but, Beatles.
So wait a minute. I don't agree with that, because if it's, I mean, what good is being one of the best songwriters of all time if you don't get more than one song?
And bands with multiple songwriters.
Give someone else, then they have to give Rolling Stones. Then you're like, oh, we have to give someone else and from another. And then everyone's getting multiple songs.
I'm just saying, if you're known as a great, prolific songwriter, then you should be represented more. Right?
Without a doubt. I agree, but they give Bob Dylan fucking six slots and they give Billy Joel one or two. And Bruce Springsteen, one or two, that's horseshit.
I think the Beatles, you have to give them more than one pick, because you can't boil it down to a Paul song or a John song or a George song.
Yeah.
The number of songwriters, I think.
Okay, I'll give you three. This is audacious.
Nothing
I'll give
for
you
Ringo?
Three Beatles songs then, Brett. Three, asshole. You've had a whole podcast and time to think about this.
Sure. I mean, Yesterday has to go up there.
Sure,
I think.
Yes, I agree with that. And a lot of people hate Yesterday. A lot of Beatles fans.
They do?
Yeah, they think it's too fucking popular.
Strawberry Fields.
Again, yes, I agree.
And then the third one is just like my brain scrambles. How can I possibly
while my guitar
pick
again
out of
weeks?
All these? Oh, sure. Yeah, go George.
Sure.
Or something.
Frank Sinatra's favorite Beatles song.
Okay, we're going to have to move on. I would put Tom Sawyer instead of Limelight, but I'll accept that. Howard, do you see anything in this 25 that you would take off?
Well, I mean, Cosmic Dancer by T-Rex. So why wouldn't you have Bang a Gong or Jeepster or something like that?
Yes, that's ridiculous. What's Backstreet? Oh, No Diggity. You got to give it to those boys, those Backstreet boys.
That's a good song.
That wasn't Backstreet
I hate
Boys.
It, but you got to give that
it's
to
Blackstreet. Blackstreet.
No, I didn't. No, that ain't the. No, that's just a piano lick. And no,
I disagree with that.
Okay, let's
No
keep
Diggity
rolling.
By Blackstreet is one of the top. Really?
From
Start. This is surprising. You lost your virginity to it. What happened?
I could have. I mean, it's like one of the songs for my generation. I'm saying that song was gigantic, and that New Jack Swing style was.
I was on top. I was watching the charts in '96.
I know, but
there was better tunes.
You had to be at the dances, the
high
school dances.
And look, it's before Under Pressure, written by both Queen and David Bowie. Wow. Keep going. Keep rolling.
If you were at the high school dances, No Diggity.
Yeah, high school dance is the first time a girl touches your penis. Like, you just have this tied to the greatest events of your life.
But I'm saying
that is not a good song.
I think it gives you a good sense of an era of like that 90s.
Okay, guys, there's so many. I'm seeing a lot of super hits here that we can't disagree with. I see Freebird at 407. That hurts me and all Southerners that... you have one of the greatest songs ever in like the fucking 400s. That's fucking insane. But Kiss got in here with a rock and roll all night. That's a fair pick. Anything else you don't like in here? Is Bring the Noise your public enemy pick, Howard?
Definitely arguable. Yeah, for sure. You could say that.
It's an important one with Anthrax. That was like...
Another, yes. Maybe both versions are on like...
In terms of rap metal, that was a huge...
Tambourine, thing. Man. You know what I would take off? Allison by Elvis Costello.
Really?
Wow.
I would put on Pump It Up or, you know...
Interesting.
Watching the Detectives, something, one of those.
Okay. All these other ones look fair. Let's keep rolling. There's a DMX in here. That's good. Party Up in here. That's not my favorite, but that's a fair pick. So anything else in here?
What
Cardi B, I like it getting moved into the charts. Childish Gambino getting moved into the Slits. Do you like the Slits, Ryan Wallace? That's one that the music critics always seem to like, and I listen to it, and I'm like, this music's hard on my ears.
I've never gotten into it, no. I would put in like XTC instead of the Slits song. There's no XTC on the list.
Or if you have to have like a woman punk band, do we have X-Ray Specs?
Sure. Yeah. Are they on here?
I don't know.
They should be.
Okay. D'Angelo, Untitled, how does it feel? A fair pick?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I like most of these picks in here that I'm seeing. Let's keep rolling. Anybody else stop if you see something you don't like? Box of Rain by Grateful Dead. Out of all the Grateful Dead songs, Box of Rain. I don't know. Maybe. Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved? Really? Is that in his top 10 most popular songs?
Nope.
It's definitely on the greatest hits, but I wouldn't think of it for this list.
No. And then the Fugees, I assume that's their only appearance. I wouldn't make it their cover song.
Yeah.
Good point. That
was a great
Killing
song,
Me Softly. Yes. It's great, but it's like they were great writers.
So fair enough. So you're not going to give any cover songs?
Unless, I don't know.
We'll always turn that off, Brett. Don't play that song now. I'm trying to talk.
I think this list is really saying greatest records of all time, like, you know, like singles of all time.
Totally.
It's not really saying it's not really a tribute to the songwriters of the songs.
But like here, Michael Jackson, Rock With You. Really? That's not in his top five top sellers, is it?
I bet there's more.
Yeah, it's probably better.
Do you think Michael Jackson songs off because of his history? Like they're like, oh, we got too many Michael Jackson songs on here.
There's definitely a chilling effect with his legacy. Yeah, people don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. You still hear it. It's like you still hear him in grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
I know, just his voice, just like buying stuff in that documentary.
And then you start to,
it's
then
not
you start
even
to
songs.
Think.
I was wondering earlier if Phil Spector had that effect at all in this, because I saw a Crystal song, but I was thinking the Ronettes are better than that. But I was just wondering if, I don't know, they wouldn't want to give Phil Spector too much.
I feel like he's invisible on so many of his amazing songs, though, because unless you're a nerd, you don't know, like, maybe he produced it.
Look at this. The Clash.
We're not going fast enough.
We got a lot of songs. White Man and the Hammersmith Palace. Really?
Yeah,
that's not
really
in the top 40 the Clash songs.
I would put that as number one.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. That sounds incredible.
It is a great song, but come on, most people don't even know that song.
True. I mean, that or anything on, I mean, with them, you could pick 40 different songs, but that one is great.
All right. It hits a special spot. I guess we know what Howard got laid to in the party.
That was pre getting laid. I had so much pent up energy then. That was way before I got laid.
You dancing around the fire under the bridge. Grateful Dead gets Rippling here too. See, they're getting multiple songs, but there's probably not a Fish song. We're giving Grateful Dead all these songs. Fish doesn't get one fucking song in
here. No, they shouldn't be in the top 5,000.
Whoa!
I agree. Agreed.
Oh, damn.
Maybe just for that David Bowie song they have, they shouldn't be allowed anywhere near one of these charts.
Just based on a song you don't like.
It's beyond I don't like it, Matt. You can't defend that.
Wait till they have the top 500 musical soundscapes to have experiences against.
We'll put Fitch all over there. I can't hear that. Bob Dylan popping in here with Visions of come on.
No. That's one of his best songs ever. It's a masterpiece. I'll defend
all of
that
his songs are great, but you have to.
That's
put
a special, special song.
Okay. This sounds like Howard's argument for The Clash. Let's keep rolling.
Well, you just keep rolling through them. I mean, it's not like you win them.
I know.
I'm going to let you keep it in. If you have passion about it, I'll let you keep it in.
Thank you.
The Eagles say, oh, thanks for letting us come in with Hotel California here at the 311, everybody.
Yeah, why isn't it 311?
That would have been sweet. I want to hear 311's cover of Hotel California.
Brett, is that you saying it shouldn't even be in the top 500?
No, damn. It should be way up there.
So many people and The Doors right next to them at Light My Fire at 310. So many people oddly hate The Doors and The Eagles. Isn't that true, Ryan Walsh?
There's totally a backlash thing going on.
Yeah.
I think The Doors are great when you're like young. And then you start. I don't know.
I debate myself on The Doors sometimes. The Eagles, I think, just straight up have a bad rap from the Big Lebowski thing. But I think the Doors are, depending on what mood you're in, either just like insufferable or awesome. I don't know. I've traditionally always
Light My Fire, Hotel California, both deserve to be here. Hotel California, in my opinion, you got to put in the top 10.
What? No.
Okay, anything else you want to take off of here, guys?
Well, I would say that like Light My Fire was the song that would come on classic rock radio when I was younger that would make me turn off The Doors because that was going to be a long slog when they started Light My Fire.
Aren't all their songs pretty long?
No.
Some of them are tight.
When he starts noodling the Hammond keyboard.
This is only 11 minutes.
I'm keeping an eye out for weirdest song that makes this list. And Rock Lobster.
There.
I'm glad to see that. That's deeply weird to be.
But it's a great song. It's a wedding song. That's getting everyone on the dance floor. And it's a long song, my friends. But he works it. He's making it fun and funny the whole time.
It's so good.
Put that in the top 25.
So this is funny. Usher, I can't even think of what that song is.
Yeah.
It's way outranking. Of course. That's Usher.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of other good songs here I wouldn't argue with. Let's keep scrolling.
Atlantic City, Springsteen, Howard. I'm just checking in.
There's many Springsteen songs in here. Which one would you pick?
His best song?
Atlantic City's pretty good choice.
It's hard to argue that it's not Born to Run if you can only pick one song.
That may be true. That might be on here too, though. I don't know.
I'm sure.
That's the joint.
Dancing Queen should be way ahead of this.
Way higher. Wow. I agree.
Way higher.
Killing Me Softly. There's another repeat. Killing Me Softly.
That is pretty crazy. You don't want to put the same song on twice. Yeah. Who wins?
Wow. White or Shade of Pale? Incredible.
Yep.
I would put it higher. I would put Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye, higher.
Left of the Dial would not be my replacement song. I don't know.
What would you pick?
Replacements?
Androgynous.
Yeah, maybe that or...
I don't know. Wouldn't be that. Bastards of Young.
Bastards of Young.
Okay, keep scrolling. These are some good ones. These are hard to argue with.
Drake is in there.
All right. I'm not a Drake expert. Is this his best song? I don't see Drake. Where is it?
Oh, it's up here. 267. Take care.
Is that the best Drake song even?
Is this a forced pick?
They're very interchangeable to me. So
Howard, I consider Drake to be the enemy of kind of the villain character of the Who Charted podcast.
Wow. You know your shit. Yeah. I mean, we've had to deal with him so much. He's like, He's just a pest. He's always underfoot.
Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing any bad choices here necessarily. Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. That's good that it's not All Along the Watchtower. Like, Bad Reputation would not be the Joan Jett song, in my opinion. It'd be I Love Rock and Roll. Would that be the NWA song, Straight Out of Compton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Beastie Boys, Sabotage. That's a fair pick. Pavement, Summer Babe? Really?
Great song. You would probably the easier one to put on would be like Cut Your Hair or Stereo. On,
real.
I'm glad to see Pavement on it.
Yeah. Me too, yeah.
That's sort of mine.
All right, Eleanor Rigby, you. That's a good choice that Brett didn't say. Keep doing.
I don't mind
the Humpty Dance up here. People love it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. The revolution won't be televised.
I'm glad to see Groove is in the Heart.
Groove is in the Heart is an example of a band that just makes one fucking great song. You never hear of them again. Or maybe they do have another life. But that song, whatever year that came out, 90, was just the fucking song. Mm-hmm. And I'd put A-ha, Take On Me, which I think is not on this list. That's a great song. Oh, you can't deny that song.
No, I can.
Stop denying Take On Me.
Dippy dip dip doop doop dippy dip dip.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. You know it.
Sounds like a Scholastic Program's theme. Dippy dip dip dippy dip. And then they go, today we're going to talk about hemoglobin.
Howard, Stand by Eminem? Is right, Stan? Yep. That was a kind of unique song, I gotta say.
Oh, Stan is sure, huge. Yeah, Stan, huge. Yeah, yeah. It's huge.
Does he also have One Shot in here? That's probably a bigger one.
Is Woody Guthrie the oldest song on here? With this song
I also
drawing?
Saw
the
us.
Oh, yeah.
Is that only for? I thought that was before 51. I'm actually surprised that's from 51.
Yeah, who knows what re-record that is, but that could be. Yeah.
It's hey, at this point on the list, I just want to say congratulations to everybody to get into the top 200.
Hey,
that's
man,
very difficult.
I don't make those comments on who charted when I'm making your show go long.
Are you congratulating the artists, Howard, or the listeners for making it this far?
I guess the artists, but I got admonished by the host who did the longest preamble I've ever heard. I mean... The late Alex Trebek is flipping in his grave at the 25 minutes.
Brett cuts out those preambles. We'll never hear that. So anything else strike you as let's get rid of this and replace it with something else? That's the area we're starting to get into is you missing songs. Like I just missed A-ha and going, where the fuck is that song? Mm. Why is it not in here?
Yeah.
So that's what you got to start thinking. Don Henley gets Boys of Summer down here at 209 in Hotel California's way up there.
Yeah. Oh, God. That was way ahead of Hotel California. That's super.
That's crazy.
I'm glad to see Wichita Lineman.
That's a great song.
Great song.
One of the most covered songs of all time.
Great song.
Yeah.
Okay. These are a lot of great songs. Let's keep rolling. No one's arguing with any of these. That would not be my PJ Harvey song, though.
What'd they pick?
Rid of Me. That's a good song. What? Remember Sheila and the Gig? PJ Harvey? Guess what?
What's okay. Ann Peebles? I Can't Stand the Rain.
Can't Stand the Rain.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, that's the one that was
don't sampled. Play these music drops. We can't afford it.
We can't afford it.
Hey, Ghetto Boys, Howard.
Well, what song?
192. Playing Tricks on Me? Mind Playing Tricks on Me.
Is that their best one?
You can't argue that, although Scarface is the one that's the most just bone-chilling. I mean, that's the one I like the best.
Mm-hmm. They got Fuck the Police. We got two NWA songs. You see, I would put Public Enemy as way more influential than NWA. Maybe that's crazy. But you're putting two NWA songs. Okay. We don't have to put them up against each other. And I also think there's only one Wu-Tang song in this whole chart, which disappointed me. David Bowie, that's fair. Oh, another Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing, really? compared to so many others. All right. What else, guys? Anything you wanted to kick off here?
Space
Oddity. I'm seeing Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
No, you can't kick Space Oddity off.
I gotta kick it off. I'll tell you what. That song, you have to listen to it my whole life. Finally, some civilians are shot into space and they're looking at their phones. The guy pulled out a ukulele because he's bored. It's the biggest con job ever. And finally, I wish David was alive to see it.
What's worse, Howard, Rocket Man or Space Oddity? I love them both, but
or 8 miles high.
I would say
8 miles high, right?
Space Oddity is more sad, I think. It just captures the loneliness of being up there with nothing to do more, right? Rocket Man's kind of triumphant, you know.
Michael Jackson Beat It is coming in here, so they're that's more
poppy.
Oh, totally
take that off. 100% take it off. Sounds nothing like sounds nothing like its subject matter.
What?
It's the most candy
ass. We're just
ass.
Getting into
that.
He's going, beat it. Like, get out of here. Like, beat it or I'll kick your ass. And the music comes.
You don't really hear that.
Doobie doobie doo. Doobie doobie doo. I mean, there's.
Okay, keep rolling. There's
mismatch.
A lot of good.
We're getting into the
inarguable.
Real
Eminem, Lose Yourself. Okay, there it is. Anything you're arguing with here? See, now we're starting to get into people get multiple, like Nick. Oh, that's Nick Drake, not Drake. I actually learned about Nick Drake through this list. I've looked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't really know.
I'm surprised you don't know. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Seems to have an interesting story
for sure.
Ryan will write a book about for us one day. So Madonna, is this her first Madonna song? And shouldn't she get multiple songs? If people are getting multiple songs, are there many women getting multiple songs on this list?
It certainly shouldn't be Into the Groove if she got one song.
Is that her first one? Is that why I put that? Yeah, she has a lot though. I mean, she changed music. You got to give her some. Have we had one Beyonce song yet? R.E.M., The Who. We're going to keep rolling unless you guys have objections.
There's
here.
Clash, London Calling.
It's a great one.
Okay, hold on. Okay, there's another Bob Marley, Tina Turner. These are all good. Eric B.
Ariana Grande, Thank You Next at 137. That's just
that's
shoehorn. That's
too
shoehorn,
high.
Right? They're going, wait, yeah, we can't be biased. Remember what they said.
And isn't that song about Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have a song about Alanis Pete Morissette Davidson at fucking 137. That's crazy. What else here? There's some classics. It's getting really hard to argue with.
She loves
these.
You, Beatles. She loves you.
Okay. Hey, see, I would take that off the list, Brett. It's too simple. Yeah. If you're only putting
I would take
three
off,
on. Only one Zeppelin song so far. It's Whole Lot of Love. Do they have Stairway to Heaven?
They must.
It's got
better.
They must.
I would take off. What is that? Talking Heads.
This
you know
must
what?
Be the place.
Really?
That would not be my pick for them either.
That song has a weird life because the day the Talking Heads called it quits and you had to represent them with one song, no one would choose that song.
No.
But it's become like this wedding standard and just it's taken on like this.
Which
post-band.
One is that one?
Oh, so maybe a wedding guy did make this. List.
Yeah, Brett. Yeah.
I would say Burning Down the House would be the most popular one.
Or Psycho Killer.
Once in a Lifetime.
That's once in a lifetime, yeah.
Impressions, People Get Ready. I don't know. I know that one. It's probably
a great song.
Stop playing these musical drops or we're going to have to edit the whole. There's X-ray specs. So bondage up yours.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. That got high up there. Nice.
Any arguments here? These are all pretty popular songs I'm reading here. Thunder Road, Bruce Springsteen at 111.
That would be what I put.
The Cure, just like, okay.
I like all these picks. I think
I'm liking all these picks too. They're pretty good. Jackson 5, I'd put ABC before that, but whatever.
See, now that we're under 100,
now we're getting
right. They've stopped fucking around.
What's UKG International Players Anthem? How's that go?
All the club in the players' room, with the players' room.
Oh, yeah. All right, now we're getting to... Okay, they put Sweet Child of Mine before Welcome to Jungle.
Oh, okay.
That's right, okay.
Fair. Hey, there's
LCD
Tumble Dice.
Sound system at 87. Stop it. Stop
Why, it. Matt? Why?
No. Now, I know Ryan's probably friends with these guys.
No, I'm
probably
not,
toured around together. They're all friends and switch instruments.
No, but that song's so good. That's how it starts. We go back to your house. It's like, that's a long one, too.
At 87 of all the songs in the world ever, LCD Sound System wrote one of them. Come on.
What's the song?
Check Prince? You out, Tumbling Dice, here at 86, Howard.
Got it.
There you go. See, it deserves, it's way, put that's on a huge board. One. That's you always get, been big to me. And then what's this?
Go ahead.
Bob Dylan, Desolation Row.
I don't
Row.
Know his Kiss song, Prince. There's a song, Prince, by Kiss.
Nice one.
He's a prince of the nighttime.
They should.
He's Prince of Thunder.
I would put God of Thunder. I would put Kiss God of Thunder in the my top five. Yeah.
I'd put Detroit Rock City above them.
Yeah.
All right. I'm really happy to Roadrunner, Modern Lovers. That's not a guaranteed thing, so I'm really glad to see that in the top 100.
Especially in top 100.
Yeah, these are all looking good. Desolation Row by Bob Dylan. This is another example of like, come on, man, stop it.
It gets people on the dance floor, Matt. It clears that those tables.
Those weddings.
These are all very popular
Common
songs.
People's
Beyonce great. Formation. There she goes. 73. Yeah, I'm
glad Common People's on there.
Yeah.
The Beatles yesterday. Trace, this is all good. So now we're down to what do we really want to take
Earth,
off
Earth, Wind,
of
and
this?
Fire, I take that off September.
Wow.
I How's put that one go?
In September.
Sure. Ooh, I like that.
September.
It's September now, though. We should respect.
Isn't it like Boogie Wonderland? Isn't that Earth, Wind, and Fire? That's better.
Blitzkrieg Bop. The Ramones got two on this list, which is okay. But, you know, I feel like so many punk bands, Ryan's going to have to guess the song. To me, when you enter a list like this, you always have the song. You're like, this song better be on this fucking list or I'm going to get mad.
Yeah.
Right. And I had that song and it wasn't on the list. So you have to guess what it is later. Oh, there's Stairway to Heaven.
Can we get a hint?
I will in a second after we finish the list.
You're saying it's a Ramones song?
He's just billboarding
no,
that you have
it's,
to guess.
It's a punk song, though. There's barely any punk songs on this list or new wave songs. Keep going. They all look good all to right. me. What
Stairway
about you guys?
Stairway to Heaven at 61 is a red flag for me.
They do that on purpose to mess with you.
Yeah.
These look all...
Okay.
But Marley got another one. Marley has several songs on the list. They're really putting, okay, Joy to, I'm just going to start reading it now. We're at 40. I'll read it at 40. All along the Watchtower.
Every Jimi single. Hendrix.
Go ahead.
Every single one you have to read now as, okay, they're saying this is better than Stairway to Heaven. That's how I look at it.
We've crossed the Stairway to Heaven.
We've crossed that threshold.
Meridian.
Now you have to just check
and
in.
And it's fair so far because you're going to have to point. So Joy Division. So you could say Joy Division started a whole genre kind of. Jimi Hendrix, same thing. Outkast, B.O.B. Okay. It's a big popular song. Is it better than Stairway to Heaven? Otis Redding, that's a huge song.
Daddy when Yankee, Doves Gasolina. Cry.
Oh, come on. Daddy Yankees, and where is that?
Yeah, that's up there, 50.
Where is that?
That's on big old number 50.
Oh, man.
Gasolina.
I mean, I do love
that
song.
That's kind
of
genre
50
changing,
of
though,
all
isn't
time.
It
was influential, but I mean.
I have a controversial removal. I don't think the White Stripes Seven Nation Army is
really?
The song or even that high.
Whoa. But you see, it's sung by, it literally by stadiums filled with people.
Yeah, it's a sport.
Worldwide.
They sing it together.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
All sports.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I don't know sports, so I don't know the life of that song. Okay.
That riff has become.
It's like the most popular soccer football thing now.
To get the crowd
Sorry,
going.
Can I get that sound drop again, Howard? Can I play that?
If Matt will permit it,
go
sure.
For it.
I just submitted the rights.
Doop, 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 doop.
All right, that's the live version.
There you go.
Matt wasn't with me, of course. Any song that gets, you know what song's not on the list is whatever this song is. That's the Caveman. That's first not song on there? By the Caveman is that.
Oh.
I thought it was We Will Rock You.
Yeah, but sure. But that's the most basic beat.
Yeah.
Some caveman did that around the fire and was like started nodding his head, was like, hey, everybody do this.
I feel like I'm not seeing much Queen on this. Am I?
We saw Under Pressure. We haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody, which to me you put in the top 10, but let's keep going.
I put Under Pressure in the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that too. There's Rolling Stones Satisfaction. I would say that could be the Rolling Stones song.
Sure.
Guys, look at number 30.
Yep.
Lord. What is
it? Lord Royals above Satisfaction.
Oh my gosh.
So 500 songs ever, they decided Lord Royals is, come on.
They do that on purpose. I think that is specifically there to get people mad.
Just
because,
stop
I mean,
it.
Look, the whole rest of the top 10 is pretty male. So you would figure they have to shoe it. I mean, they got Beyonce.
They got 1,000 Joni Mitchells in here. Throw her up in there. Oh, they do. Right there. There's not one Joan Baez on this whole fucking list.
I wonder how many, speaking of royals, how many of these are Weird Al songs as well? That's a good metric to measure. Like,
yeah, because that's how he
I haven't seen Carole King either. She been on it?
I think she's
too late. It's too late now.
Natural
is on there.
Oh, okay.
But look at number 20. Now, this is out of my league. Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Great song. No, that song rules.
Number 20.
So
good.
I went and listened to it, and I'm like,
20?
Which one is it? Does this change music or something?
I won't be an idiot who's like, yeah, it belongs at 20 because this whole list is nonsensical, but it is a great song.
Also, Strange Fruit, 1939. That might be the oldest one. We've seen so far.
That is almost certainly true, Brett. Yeah.
Where's that one?
One behind Robin, which is insane.
Sorry, like Strange Fruit.
One of
there's
the most
Bohemian Rhapsody.
The most profound songs
our audience is probably interested now. So,
all right.
Dancing on My Own, number 20 by Robin. Imagine, John Lennon, Purple Rain, Prince, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, Crazy in Love, Beyonce, I Want to Hold Your Hand, The Beatles. See, those
Waterloo
Beatles
Sunset.
Song I would not put up here. That's an obscure song.
I love
which
Waterloo
one?
Sunset.
Shouldn't it Waterloo? Be Lola or something like that?
No, yeah, like
Destroyer.
I don't know. I kind of agree with this one.
Whoa, that's just you, though.
You it's really got me.
It's
me
a beautiful,
shelter.
Complex song. Yeah.
Another Stone song. It's just the Rolling Stones, they should be embarrassed by how many Stone songs they put in here. Beach Boy, God Only Knows is the out of all the Beach
11.
Boy songs.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
All right. Mm. Number 10. Hey Ya by Outkast. I would almost put this as number one.
Really?
This is one of the most catchy, makes people fucking happy. All generations.
Music.
Yeah, you're
great.
Right. It does. The grandparents started going out on the dance floor for Hey Ya. They adopted it.
Yes.
They
people
let it into
love
the, yeah.
To shake it like a Polaroid picture, even if they don't know what that
there's
is
quite
anymore.
There's quite a few songs that get everybody on the dance floor that aren't in the top 10.
Anyway.
I mean, I'm Gangnam Style.
The Macarena.
Gangnam Style.
Macarena does not get me on the dance floor. It makes me walk over to the DJ.
La Vida Loca. La Vida Loca.
I walk over to the DJ and say, take that shit off. Missy
By the
Elliott,
way,
that in the top 10, that would not even be my favorite Missy Elliott song.
That's a weird song.
I wouldn't say Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Missy Elliott
their best
in the
song.
Top 10 is pretty wild.
I do love her, but her in the top 10 is pretty wild.
She was in the offices that day. She had just walked by.
So, we skipped Dreams, Fleetwood Mac at 9. Get Your Freak On at 8.
I'm losing
Strawberry Fields Forever at 7. What's going? I won't try to sing that. What's Going On at 6. Smells Like Teen Spirit at 5. Like a Rolling Stone. Oh, I had to get another fucking Bob Dylan song in here.
Now, that used to be number one, Matt.
Yeah, so I wanted to say I have queued up here the 2003 500 best songs from Rolling Stone.
Oh, we have to see the top 10.
We can compare.
So Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come at 3, Fight the Power. So there's the other Public Enemy song.
That's
at 2.
Whoa, at number 2?
At 2. Incredible.
Wow.
They're trying to be timely.
I would.
They're trying to be, yeah.
Fight the Power would be in my top 10. I like that song.
I mean, it's awesome. It's just, I don't know.
It's weird.
I'm not sure who would do that. Who would put it at number two?
Okay, I mean,
it's
not number better one, than- Aretha Franklin, Respect. And, you know, you'd have to say that's a pretty fair pick. That's a song that is sung so much it's fucking annoying. It's like at every karaoke, but the birthday at every song. Talent.
How about the birthday song if we're going?
Oh, now.
Yeah, Baby Shark.
Because it's not hard to sing the birthday song, but Respect is something that like people who think they can sing, they like challenge themselves with it.
I would just love to hear the argument, the last 10 minutes of the Rolling Stone magazine office's argument.
Yes.
Where Respect hit one. Because it's such a great song, but it also seems a little random to land at one. I don't know.
Well, I would put Bohemian Rhapsody, mate. What would you put there, Ryan?
Well, I mean, I think Like a Rolling Stone has this certain weight and also seems to encapsulate like all of
rock. You want to give Bob Dylan the number one song of all time.
Holy even though he trashed Tom T. Hall. I mean, that song seems to contain the spirit of a lot.
You're not even going to give the Beatles. Yeah. You're not going to give the Beatles, Brett.
The Beatles got a lot of B stuff. No A stuff. That's a joke, everybody.
I think it's got to be like, I don't know how to articulate it, like something grander or more like part of everyone's DNA. Well,
then have
like
it
DNA.
Be Imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Well, okay, let's see the old list. I'm fascinated to see the old top 10.
Yeah.
The old list old is going to be way less, like way less diverse.
That's number true. One, Camp Town Races.
Bob Dylan, Star is number Spangled one. Banner. Let's start from 10. Let's start from 10 if you don't mind.
Okay.
Oh, I love a show where there's 500 songs on a list, and then we go, okay, list number two.
Ray Charles, what'd I say? I feel like it fell out of the top 500. Was that even on the list?
That was on it. That was on it. I saw it.
Okay, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit at 9. Okay. The Beatles, Hey Jude. They there bumped up some other Beatles songs.
Gary Glitter at number 7.
You see, Gary Glitter should be in the top 500.
It's but you know it's the news of Seven Nation Army.
It is the glitter Seven Nation Army.
Yeah,
Johnny Be Good. You see, that makes sense to be in the top 10. Good Vibrations, much better Beach Boys pick. Respect coming in at 5. Something happened. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
The song got better than these other songs.
Yeah, that's weird. That's
John Lennon, Imagine at 3.
That's yeah, why so did funny. It move?
Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. You see, I might put that at 1, as much as I hate how many placements they got.
Yeah.
And then Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. They love songs with the Rolling Stone in it. Rolling Stone magazine. They should be a little embarrassed that their two top songs had literally Rolling Stone in it.
I agree. And I think there was some money exchange back in the day when the magazine first started, because it was, you know, the band was rightfully so. Like, oh, hold on, what's going on here? And now it's just like.
But Spin Magazine's top 500 does not have the Spinettes or Spindrella in the top 10.
Kerrang.
Spinderella.
All right, Spinderella. Sorry, Howard. That's why you're here. And thank you for being here, Howard, and keeping it straight. What would you put at your number one, Howard?
Dancing Queen.
Oh, fair enough.
I mean, if we're just going like by, like, none of this can be backed up. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what band was just totally left off of here? That you're like, that's bullshit. That occurred to you going through this list. You must have had a favorite rap. Oh, by the way, Azealia Banks 212. I might put that in my top 10.
There's no Run DMC. I didn't see any Run DMC.
I think there was one.
There was? Okay.
I think we whipped by it. What would your Run DMC be?
Sucker MCs was at 406.
Rock Box. Rock Box, maybe. And that was just so fun and so different.
Hard times. Okay. Did anything else occur to you? Like this, this is my favorite song and did not make the list, Howard. Top five.
Not so much. I mean, this is a big, broad list. If you throw a big enough net into the ocean, you're going to pull up all kinds of great fish. They did that with this one. But I think there's some great species still swimming around down there. And yeah, that was your question.
That's why you can't give one band or one artist so many slots. It's not fair, Brett, even the Beatles. Because once you start doing it once, you have to do it more than once. And if you opened up some of these slots to other art, why doesn't Bright Eyes or the Mountain Goats or...
But this is just too broad.
It's Annie like saying DeFranco.
Best 500 people ever. It's like it's too broad. It's like you got to go into disciplines or something.
It's really crafted to just make us argue like this. I mean...
So if I'm the editor's room that Ryan was speaking of... The way I would do it is go, we have to start with the top 500 bands first and then decide what's their best songs.
I think they've
done albums.
They've done albums.
You know what? That's not fair because I wouldn't fit my Aha or Delight getting a song in there. So that's not necessarily true.
True.
But you should be able just to go, we got to give everyone a chance. It seems like they left out the modern era a lot and then piled in some recent modern era.
Oh, you're an everyone gets a trophy kind of person, Matt?
Yeah.
I am. Did they have one Sonic Youth in there? Or?
They did. They had Teenage Riot. Okay. Here, I think...
I just feel any band that kind of changed music in a way, like just has to be on the list. And my top one, what is it? Now I'm going to have to guessing for Ryan. It is a punk band that always gets mentioned, not in this list, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, also should be there. And it's insane they're not on this list because of how influential they are.
But guys, people, voices?
Sex Pistols?
They're punk. Sex Pistols is on this.
Oh, I didn't see
it. I think it's Anarchy.
Do we know what band he's talking about?
No,
it's a guessing game.
Oh, so the game has begun. This is great.
But the clue is, I told you they're one of the most influential punk bands ever, and they're not on this list. Sex Pistols, the Ramones, they're on the list. The Clash is on the list.
Black Flag.
And Minor Threat would fit the bill for what I'm talking about. And they should also be on the list, but not who I'm talking about.
Dead Kennedys.
Ooh. No, they're not on this list.
Misfits.
Who's Kurdu?
Bad Brains. On this list. Bad Brains changed music. And they're also beloved. It's not just me. They're beloved by... metal bands, punk bands. There's so many people that got influenced by that band. And you read books and biographies and documentaries and they're like,
biographies.
As soon as they came through, we all changed. Put them in the Hall of Fame. Put them on this list, Rolling Stone. And put me in the editor's room next time you do this list. I have the supernatural powers.
I feel like that origin story, it's so seeped into your brain that no evidence to the otherwise really gets taken a look at because you just revert back to, my mom got zapped by lightning.
It wasn't lightning. She was just leaning on a soundboard that had acid spilled on
it. It's like the Mormons, you know, you kind of have this magical backstory. Uh-huh. But it's like,
well, it proves
if the religion
out, man.
Ain't fitting my needs, I'm going to walk.
Everybody I know barely has any musical knowledge or taste. So I help them through life that way. And it's a power that I sometimes it's a burden to have this power because I feel like, God, I got to let this person know all about this band, all the knowledge I have about the band. I really got to let them know at the party. And I can tell sometimes it feels like they're backing away from me at the party, like, I'm getting too much knowledge. It's too much for my brain. I'm like, no, I got to let them really know all this shit I know. It's a burden, dude. It's a burden.
That's you know, like a QAnon thing, I guess you're like people back away from you and you assume it's because your info is too good. Hey, none of the songs you've ever played me came anywhere near this list. I mean, these songs that they were produced.
I can't criticize Matt's purported superpower just because he is a champion of the little band, the little guy.
True.
Like our band. So
right on. He's your Rodney on the Rock.
Great. You're the Rodney on the Rock. And you are the host of Huchar. Please plug your podcast, what you got going on here, Howard.
Oh, well, check out Whocharted. Each week we count on the top five music and movies, and we give our own hot picks. And then also we got this other one, Drop Date Duel. It pits the brand new albums that came out on the day they come out. We pit them against each other.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Have you heard Payday, the rapper?
No.
Dude, check her out. All right.
I've had her chocolate bar. It's delicious.
Yes. Ryan, Hallelujah the Hills has a new album coming out, I hear.
Well, not quite. It's the 2019 album that never got a vinyl pressing. And so there's like a campaign to press that to vinyl on Bandcamp right now. That album was being really well received. We planned our first European tour ever, and then COVID hit, so we got grounded. But we've been busy and doing other stuff, and I write a lot. That Tom T. Hall thing we referenced a lot's in the Boston Globe, and my book is called Astral Weeks.
Yeah, Astral Weeks is a great read. Mr. Van Morrison also got involved in the pandemic. It's almost like you need to write a follow-up chapter about the pandemic.
I did review Van Morrison. I reviewed latest record project for the LA Times, and it was pretty brutal.
Hey, couldn't you see his songs falling on here, or Eric Clapton's songs falling on the list because of those type of things?
Oh. I don't remember seeing an Eric Clapton song. Was Layla on there?
Layla was on there. I saw that.
Okay.
They buried it.
They buried it.
Yeah, but you were like Tears in Heaven. You'd expect to see that probably. Or plenty of Clapton songs.
Let It but Rain.
The Clapton Van Morrison duet that's out right now is called Where Have All the Rebels Gone? And it's from title to cover art, it's the most embarrassing thing.
It's so embarrassing.
I've ever seen like someone fall so hard. Yeah,
so unforced too. He didn't have to do any of this.
No, he didn't. No, if he just kind of quietly went away, like, oh, legend, we all love
He's
him.
He's a legend, yeah.
Yeah. And like with the songs.
Tom T. Hall. That's what he did.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, he's probably very hateful and in his home and espousing all kinds of hate speech. Just kidding about that. But, the songs of Van Morrison's now that have like kind of anti-mass sentiments, he's like, well, these are just songs. But then he's also like harassing the Irish government to like do things based on the opinions expressed in the song. So it's like,
He's doing this project with Jim Brewer, Goat Boy Rap.
Yeah. Van Morrison. Are you serious?
No.
Made me angry for
anyways,
sure.
what a mess.
You made you make your life.
Can you imagine?
Why is he doing that? Come on.
I'm okay with everything I've heard, but that.
I'm pairing up with Goat Boy.
All right, Human, since we're talking about music, we've had so many great musicians like Hallelujah the Hills on the show, and our great sound engineer, Brett Morris, has recorded them over the years, and they sound great, and we made a vinyl record, a green vinyl record. Pre-order it now. It's called Improv for Humans for Music. It supports the National Independent Venue Association. Save Our Stages. Hashtag Save Our Stages. It's to give money directly to that organization for all these theaters and clubs that have music that are going under right now, to help them support legislation, to give them support. Go to mattbester.com. I got the link right there. Newbery Comics. What else do you want to add to that, Brett?
Just that it's super important to pre-order. Like it probably ships in December, but you got to pre-order now.
Yeah.
Or else speaking of COVID delays and shutdowns and stuff, even making vinyl is harder than ever right now. So, you got to support it and pre-order now. That's the only way it gets done.
This week, I saw so many cancellations of tours, and I kind of wondered why it was this week. Why wasn't it like 2 weeks ago when Variant D was even worse? Did you guys notice that too, or am I going crazy?
No, I mean, I didn't notice, but that is interesting. I wonder if it's like a big touring company pulling the plug on a bunch of stuff, or
Yeah, it might not be numbers. It might not be numbers in the news, Matt. It might be ticket sales.
Oh, really? People getting nervous about even going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that, Ryan. That's interesting. Okay. But a lot of musicians I follow and even comedians, like this week, I feel like I've been making announcements. So I wondered why that was.
I mean, people have sex at my shows, so I had to just pare back. I mean, I can't have that go on.
On that walking tour, getting in. You did start that again, though.
Did you stop we're back. Again? No, yeah. No, that thing is still going. That's the that's Comedy Crawl. Every Wednesday night here in LA, we meet up and we walk. We do a walking tour with stops for stand-up sets. Yep. So we walk to a spot.
Pre-COVID, Howard invented the model. You go outside,
right.
Walk around, keep your distance.
Yep.
You got to give it to him.
Yep. Ahead of
our
time.
He was into keep your distance. Me and Howard were into keeping distance way before everybody else.
way. And then one of us, you know, used our time a little more wisely with the musical choices. But we went in the bunker same time.
All right, keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Matt Apodaca. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive. Ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1 month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.